This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, power hour nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea and to the shores beyond the shores, for the one truly unique global operation, power hour nation. One nation that isn't under the control of the global dominated media matrix that pretty much disseminates a lot of bullcrap to try to keep you under their thumb. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry. No greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going to go to Toronto for clinical studies in a unique cancer remedy. You're not allowed to say cure, according to the medical association, because that interferes with Big Pharma's profit agenda. That's doesn't necessarily mean that they're the slightest bit interested in curing you or saving your life, just in maximizing profit. In the news, we'll be traveling to Paris with our posse. We'll be looking at things with Julian Assange a bit as well, because we're in something that I call World Cyber War One. I don't think anybody's named it, but we've been at war for a long time. Any of us who really know what's going on in the world, I don't think there's any mistake that we can even remotely come up with to say we're not in some kind of just monolithic struggle, mano a mano, until either the Antichrist system is built or we defeat these people where they stand. One of the great media scientists of all times is a Canadian, Marshall McLuhan, and I do have a treatise on him on the cover page for my blog page on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com. It is well worth reading because it's probably one of the best descriptions of the war we're in, spiritual and information, that you're going to find, you know, short nutshell, without having to go to university and read a whole bunch of textbooks, if they even teach Marshall McLuhan anymore. But one of his great sayings was, World War III is a guerrilla information war with no division between military and civilian participation. And I think we see that every day when we listen to any corporate TV, radio, or print media, that we are really, really in the thick of it. And the army of bloggers, speakers, purveyors of people interested in some sort of truth are out there every day, digging and digging and digging and trying to get information out. That's why the governments operate in secret with everything that's going on. And that's why, to a great extent, friend or foe, Julian Assange and WikiLeaks were very, very important. He's tarnished on both sides because there's always a yin and a yang and everything, no matter whether one side or the other side takes him as their star. The other one has to look at him as some sort of demon. So we're stuck in the middle trying to discern, hopefully with logic, which is true and which is false. But pretty much we can be quite certain that whatever the government says is false. A decade ago, I see in one of my note papers here, because I've had to prepare a lot on Assange, because I'm going to be on Richard Serrett's conspiracy show Sunday night at 11, dealing with that topic for an hour. But the Ministry of Defense in London, England, produced a secret document talking about the principal threats to public order. They're threefold: terrorists, Russian spies, and investigative journalists. So as Marshall McLuhan said, we're in this World Cyber War One. We didn't have cyber back then, but this information war with no division between military and civilian participation. And our weapons are words. And the truth are the words that set us free. And that's why, as we come on to the Easter season, I have no reservations to say that what Jesus said is closest to the truth we're ever going to find. And it sets us free. And when we come to it, we know
We'll feel it. We'll smell it. We'll breathe it. But of course, we have to run into that interference of the deep state to keep it from us, to hide it, to tarnish it, to put it in some cloistered corner with secret trials and secret evidence, secret punishments and secret prisons. That can hardly be the truth. That has to be so far away from Jesus and anything that has morality to it that you could ever find on the planet Earth. In one of my little briefing notes, too, I see that Hitler's movie maker, a close friend who made the propaganda films, Leni Riefenstahl, did all these things. And she said her success wasn't dependent on the orders of above, but from the submissive void of the public. The submissive void. The liberal, educated bourgeoisie, she was asked, of course, especially the intelligentsia. When people no longer ask serious questions, they are submissive and malleable, and anything can happen. And we know what happened there, and we know what happened then, and we know where they want to go now. You just have to read any of the prophecies in the Bible, and you know right away where they want to go. They want to have a one-world kingdom of the Antichrist, of total evil, running the planet Earth. It's so obvious. And that's also in McLuhan's writings, too, where he talked about that, the ethereal space and the war, that Satan is the prince of the clouds, the air. Jesus returns in the clouds, but he may return in the clouds, too, on radio or TV or something to get into this ethereal battlefield where we get together and send out these proper messages and bring people the real deal, as Joyce used to call it, so that we can liberate their souls. That is our troth here at the Power Hour and in a few other places. And that's something you have to discern with and exercise your ultimate censorship by being your own censor and changing the channel as appropriate. We had this giant fire at Notre Dame, and you've heard me speak many, many times before when I read from Acts in the Bible that God doesn't cherish temples. In fact, I was debating with a Catholic woman about Solomon's temple, Herod's temple being burned to the ground, and that God burns temples. And then immediately on the hour, as the news came out, Notre Dame's on fire. And, you know, I haven't seen her to say, you heard that, right? But that's what happens. These temples aren't exactly adhered to by God. He prefers we're in his footstool, his Eden. And maybe that's part of the reason why we didn't get to the promised land with Moses, is we wouldn't give up some of our ways, that we have to do it our way and tell God to take the highway. But it isn't going to happen. It isn't going to happen at all. If we want to get there, we have to do it his way. And we're going to see great, great challenges. The Al-Aqsa Mosque was torched or burned as well. But I see the French one as being a plot. Video is now surfaced, and I have a short snippet of it where you see the man at the top of the church, and you see him running along the roof, and you see a giant flash bigger than he is, and it's very bright. You can't miss it, even though it's filmed from a bit of a distance, and you see the source of ignition. The health and safety laws in France are very, very bizarre because it's European Union stuff, but if you use a torch, like, you got to have a man with a fire extinguisher near where you welded for 4 hours after it's over. So believe me, they're not mucking around when it comes to health and safety. So how did this happen? Well, it had to happen by design. And who benefits from this? Qui bono? In my opinion, there's only one. Macron. He benefits. Because people receive a giant shock punch to the solar plexus. It just sends them stunned, looking and begging for an answer. And he rises to the top to say, trust me, I'll rebuild it. I'll look after all the issues. And it consolidates his power. He benefits. The yellow vests kind of fall off the page. Everything falls off the page. The quest for true liberty falls off the page, because we'll go to the one who most likely did it to arrange a posse to rebuild it or clean it up. We did the same thing after 9/11, too, with George Bush. His whole government should have been put in escrow and replaced immediately, because how do we know? I think most of us do know, but how do we know? We didn't know, and we let perhaps the perpetrator have control of the police and the military to clean it up. Not a good deal. We see Mueller is in the news, and I like the German pronunciation. It's not, a lot of things are better in their original German, and his name as well, that they bring out the report. And we see all the dogs just chasing after it to say, see, he didn't do anything illegal, but, you know, it's the ethics of the situation. It was unethical. We're hearing from, you know, the great paladins of Congress, Pelosi and Schumer. Well, one thing, even without reading it, I've noticed that there's a lot of people that resemble dogs. And there's some sort of dogs that eat their own feces. And they can eat it again and again and again and again. But what comes out is the same thing that went in. Crap. And that's what's with these people. It's the same crap. Jesus said, he who is without sin, let him throw the first stone. And if you think Pelosi, Schumer, and a lot of the Democrats that have been after Trump right through the election process to lie, cheat, steal, manipulate, you know, turn them upside down six ways from Sunday, have a sinless background, you're severely deluded, or maybe you were waiting for that 125 pounds of heroin and fentanyl that was seized at the Arizona border by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. So we don't have to protect our border because, like I said before, that is a conduit to get these drugs across the border for the people who profit from it. And the people who profit from it don't want a wall, obviously. And who are they? The political infrastructure, power structure, the ones who probably make cities that are just paradises of crime, so that people can steal your property or your money and support the narcotics industry. I think that's about the only solution we can have to this, because it's in a good part of the Western world. New York police arrested a guy with cans of gasoline going to St. Patrick's Cathedral to start a fire. And we don't know exactly what he was up to. You know, was he a choir boy who was abused? Was he an Islamic terrorist? They generally don't fill in a lot of the details and just leave us guessing. A gunman kills 14 bus passengers in Pakistan. But, of course, that's not going to get the news, because they really don't need a big push to get gun control in Pakistan. Not that it would work with the Afghani border being so close. I'm sure they're just swarming in arms. I see we're coming up to a break, and we'll have to come back on the other side and continue with our little dissertations in the news until we have our guest, Jean-Claude Lafond, to talk about the cancer breakthroughs in clinical trials. We'll see you on the flip side.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed, and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, operator of one of those conspiracy sites, conspiracy-cafe.com, where you'll find a lot of the things I'm talking about if you need to have video or written examples before your eyes. This month was an anniversary, too, of the 1919 Amritsar massacre by the British Army in the Sikh holy city. They killed 379 men, women, and children, opened fire on them with their government-approved rifles and machine guns. That's well expressed in the movie Gandhi, where they do a great simulation on film for that. And it's well worth watching just for that scene or finding that clip on YouTube to see what the state does with the monopoly of power it has. It frequently misuses that power and doesn't do good things to the people in any way, shape, or form. And we don't see the politicians break out the crying towels on anniversaries like that very often either, because they still prefer to have that monopoly of force at their fingertips. And the same with this gunman in Pakistan who went wild. I don't think the Prime Minister of New Zealand or Australia will be lined up to send too many condolences or flowers or anything like that to them, because their deaths can't be weaponized for their globalist agenda. And that's the sad part, is we see victims being used as weapons to defeat us in a free and democratic state. That's a terrible state of affairs, but that's why you're tuned in here. And speaking of tuning in, we have a very special announcement. Tune in to the show on Friday, April the 19th, for a very important Power Hour announcement. And I don't know what it is, so I'll have to tune in too, and we can find out together, because it is just so important to know these things. In Canada, they're starting to look into Mr. Trudeau's visit at this chap named Aga Khan. He is a very rich man, and he's also the head of a certain sect of Islam. And when he made his secret trip there out of New Year's, they made a big deal about, you know, the money, where's it going, you know, how much it cost and all that sort of thing. And, you know, I thought, well, you know, that's just kind of like a cover story. What's really going on there? Because we found out John Kerry was there too. And that just kind of blew me away. So now they're looking into it again because this, at that time they just called it, you know, a special American or, you know, a person was there, but they didn't exactly say who it was. But this part of Islam is very, very interesting because it involves the Nizari Ismailis. They were a secret order that originated in the 11th century. In those old days, they were called Hashshashin, which we get the word from assassins. And what would they be doing there just after Mr. Trump assumes the presidency? My speculation was that they're probably trying to find a way to get Mr. Trump out of office, and that way may not be the most legal, shall we say. That's what I think they were really doing there. I think it just is written all over anything. You have a secret meeting as you assume the worst-case scenario, or otherwise it wouldn't have to be in secret. And it should come to the forefront, and it should be something that isn't trivialized and passed away, because I look at these globalists as being the greatest threat, not only to the Republic, not only to other nations, not only to the we the people and people of other countries. They are just basically building this one world government of the Antichrist. And we shouldn't have to be ashamed or afraid to say that, even if we're being put on the infamous list that the British say exists, that you're dangerous for having thoughts. When we get into that, we're getting into a complete and total Orwellian nightmare beyond description. And this has been done in Australia in spades. In spades, let me tell you, because this is something that even other media just don't seem to pick up on to a great extent. But they got 26 journalists and 13 mainstream newspaper editors on charge for reporting something that a judge said they're not supposed to report about George Pell, an ex-Vatican treasurer pedophile who was convicted in Australian courts. It's all over the press in other parts of the world, but you can't say it in Australia. So they didn't say it, actually. They just put out, the world is reading a very important story that is relevant to Victorians. The Herald Sun is prevented from publishing details of this significant news, but trust us, it's a story you deserve to read. But you can't read it in Australia. So it just goes to show you what we're up against. So in my blog, I added a great picture I saw with the five eyes. So they got the five flags of New Zealand, Australia, Canada, the United States, and Britain with the all-seeing eye looking down at you. And my reminder of what the price was that was paid. When Australia fought in World War II, an Australian and, of course, American, Canadian, New Zealanders, and many other prisoners were held by the Japanese. It wasn't a pretty picture. So I found a great piece of art to add at the bottom with your bamboo stick beating that you took to give us these freedoms that they're so willing to take away. Anyway, we're coming up to the break. I'm George Floyd.
Campers and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators on Capitol Hill are reacting to the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
I do hope that this report allows the Senate Intelligence Committee to quickly now move toward finalizing our report on Russian interference in this election.
That Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, though, has a different opinion.
As you can see, there are redactions here that are deeply troubling. I want to see the full report, and I want to see all of the evidence underlying it.
The last surviving member of the Doolittle Raiders is being honored with a memorial service today. Richard Cole's funeral is at Randolph Air Force Base in Texas. The 103-year-old Cole passed away earlier this month. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, and joining us today is going to be a reporter I met at a party just out of the blue. Wasn't as great maybe as that movie, The Party, from a long time ago, but still a very, very noble experience. Jean-Claude Lafond will join us. If there's something that, you know, I would ever wish that I had, it would probably be the healing powers of Jesus, that you could just lay hands on someone, pray over them, and immediately restore their body to the condition it should be in. Maybe they don't have to go as far as raising the dead or anything like that, but, you know, that would be a great gift. And the last thing on my mind would be to form a company and find out if I can patent something and profit from it so that I can be rich. I would just look at it, well, my life has been chosen by God to do something that is very unique and beneficial to the human race, and that this is my calling and I have to do it, and you just live on the alms of good-natured people, and I'm sure there'd be a lot of them lining up at your door every day. to make sure that you're fed and you have a roof over your head. But even if you didn't, the duty of having that ability to heal is just so overpowering that it just mandates complete and total subservience to the Lord and changes in your life. I remember reading a book on the development of sulfa drugs and how all these corporations, some of them German as I recall, knew the answer to stop all these deadly streptococcus viruses or bugs and all these other things, tetanus. They knew, but they wouldn't reveal what they knew because they couldn't patent a certain few molecules that they could make money from. And it wasn't until the Pasteur Institute finally came along and said, the hell with it. It's just sulfa. That's all you need. You don't need any complex molecule part of it that can be patented. It's just plain old sulfa, and it works the best. But in the interim, how many lives were lost? Probably millions around the world, because it took so long to get this product to the people. A very common thing that was available on this earth to treat us. And there are other things, too, that we can use to treat the monolithic monster cancer. But we're precluded from knowing what a lot of these things are because corporations are working in the back trying to patent certain things so that they may profit and say, okay, $10,000 a pill and we'll give you 10 or 20, but we don't need this. And especially the poison cures like chemo and radiation, the debilitating effects they have on your body are just absolutely disgusting. But I was very fortunate years ago to come across an article about the University of Alberta working on DCA, dichloral acetate, and that it kills cancer cells in the lung, the breast, the brain, and healthy cells are left alone. And I was just flabbergasted. And I even saw, I believe, the little clip on CTV that my guest is going to talk about, too, where they mentioned this. And then it kind of went down the memory hole, and we didn't hear about it too much anymore, where it should just be a mainstay that's available to anyone and everyone who is diagnosed with cancer. So by whatever fate or fortune, I go to a media party from someone I was in a film with, and I actually get to sit beside Jean-Claude, and I just, you know, the bonding was just instant. You just feel that, you know, there's a reason for this. He has been reporting on the clinical trials of DCA, and as I find out, other things as well, and they're very successful, and there's a wall around him. And the answers, and I said, well, I host Power Hour Nation. You're mine. Come and visit. Tell the world what you know. And this is why we have him here, because it is Easter. Easter is, you know, a season of the resurrection, the powers of Christ. Why shouldn't the healing powers of things that are on this earth be shared with everyone so that we can probably be beyond some barrier in another country or region of the world where these answers may bear fruit and lives may be saved and the Western world can catch up later. Jean-Claude, welcome aboard. We appreciate you coming and all the work you've done to look into this story because, as you told me, it was very extensive.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I was just mentioning it on the, you know, local radio here in Toronto about dichloroacetate therapy. And I just fell upon it from the, like I was saying, on the YouTube video of a report from Lord Robinson that reported on dichloroacetate therapy of a Dr. Evelyn who, down in Alberta, had discovered that dichloroacetate, you know, reduces, like, all forms of cancers within rats. And then I bumped into the doctor here, Dr. Khan, and Dr. Akbar Khan and his lovely, beautiful wife, Humaira Khan, here in Toronto. And they were actually, you know, using dichloroacetate therapy to patients like in stage 4, stage 5, stage 6 cancer to see if they, you know, they can come up with a formula. So out of, I think, they started off with about 32 patients. Now that I think they have over 2,000 patients now that they treated with dichloroacetate therapy. And the rate, success rate so far is about 60%. And then they came up with a new, they were working with other doc, of course, being a cancer care center, medical cancer centers here in Toronto, that's what the organization is for, with Dr. Khan. They came together with another doctor who came up with a new therapy that was called Safe Chemo, which then was 90% effective, which then the College of Physicians and Surgeons here, which is a regulatory body for the doctors here in the province of Ontario, which gives their medical license to these doctors, came really hard on Dr. Khan and his team here in Toronto. Like, so hard, the story is just beyond. One of the things I've discovered, too, is that in their the mechanisms that they use here to investigate a doctor, especially on the treatment that has done no harm to no patients at all. It hasn't done any harm to any of the patients. So that would be the College of Physicians' position is to be regulatory about, protect the public. So the mechanism they used to investigate Dr. Khan was just like, it was just bogus. The first time he was vindicated of any harm, but then all of a sudden he kept pursuing the safe chemo, and then the percentage rate to 90% effective on cancer. And then he was banned. And then all of a sudden the college shut him down on that treatment. He's not permitted till this day to talk about safe chemo at all. So he has to refer some of his patients to California. But anyways, yeah, the treatment was actually developed by Dr. Ken Matsumura and his team and research at Berkeley University in California. Anyways, him and Dr. Khan obviously had an association, and they kept developing great careers. But bisachloroacetate therapy is beyond. I've been looking at the statistics so far, and I've been looking through all the data and the research. And as a journalist, you know, I have to confirm data, so I can't really say or say as a fact at this moment, because I'm having a hard time getting information from our hospitals and our governments on the effectiveness, you know, the effectiveness of cancer overall. Like, so what I wanted to do in a comparison in my documentary was to compare disachloroacetate therapy's treatments of certain patients of a diagnosis to other patients that were at Princess Margaret Hospital here in Toronto, which is the biggest cancer treatment center here in Toronto. And I, for the life of me, it's very difficult to find the data on this stuff, perhaps because the stakeholders are all involved, but I'm finding something amiss here going on, but that's all I can tell you right at this point, George. I don't know if you have any other questions about disachloroacetate therapy, but... Are you still there?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, I usually give you the floor because you got the answers, and, you know, they flow so well from your mouth. But
I'm getting suspicious that there's been suppression of all of these treatments, of cancer treatments as a whole, frankly. And I found out that the College of Physicians and Surgeons here in Toronto, in Canada, has a lot of power, much more power than I suspected. They have the right to basically nearly arrest, start an injunction without the Attorney General's office, clearance of to go into a doctor's office and just confiscate documents at any time. They're getting a little too powerful as far as their mandate, as far as me, for protecting the public. They're there just to be a regulatory body, really, to protect the public from bad physicians, you know. Bad or malpractices and things like that. I think the whole cancer industry is a rummed up business, and there's a lot of stakeholders that are involved on the corporate level that are pushing a lot of money and keeping these kind of, and I think there's a lot of kickbacks happening within the College of Physicians and Surgeons. I can't say too much more right now because I don't want to spoil my investigation on the documentary. But this is nothing new. For me, it's just the ethical consciousness of these individuals who would stop such treatment, would stop a treatment that actually freaking works. It's unconscionable.
Indeed. Well, we're coming up to a break, and we'll pause for our commercials and come back on the other side with Jean-Claude Lafond and find out what's really going on in the medicine cabinet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance?
You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us today is Jean-Claude Lafond, also a Canadian, and I met him at a media party here in Toronto, and I'm glad I did, because he's been doing quite the amount of research on a very common medication called dichloroacetate, and DCA, and this has been found to work wonders, really, in telling cancer cells to turn themselves off and go into the recycle bin. And what is this drug? How long has it been around, and what was it traditionally used for before?
Yeah, dichloroacetate therapy was actually a patented drug that was actually founded in 1901, actually. It was used for a very rare urinary type of infection, a bladder infection. And dichloroacetate therapy is actually close to salt and vinegar. I call it salt and vinegar, like the salt and vinegar You shouldn't be able. You're not allowed to call it a cure. Okay. But that's what, you know, I kind of coined it for a while because it was like, yeah, it's very close to that. And it was just given to, it was given to rats, by Dr. Evelyn, in the Alberta, where they given it to rats with different types of cancers, and like from breast and brain, and they found a significant reduction in tumor cells, like incredible. But then Big Pharma, according to the CTV report, because if you go to YouTube right now and you just type in CTV News, Dice of course, you know, DCA therapy, you'll see Lloyd Robertson's report there. And that's how I got interested in it, because I said, wow, they report on it. And, yeah, Big Pharma would not fund this. But when I bumped into the doctors here, Dr. Khan and Dr. Akbar Khan and Humericon here for the Medicare Center in they were starting to treat patients at later stages of cancer because there was no other option. A lot of their cancers were, metastasized, and a lot of the chemo and radiation wasn't working. Well, they treated them with isochore acetate therapy, and they lived. They're still alive. And so for me, I was curious. So I had Dr. Khan come into our radio show here on our podcast here, the company that we work at, DDP Studios, Inc., and we... talk to him about therapies. And after the show, I said, hey, man, would you mind me interviewing a lot of your patients? He says, absolutely. So he put up my email out through his patients that were treated with isochore acetate therapy or, if we live. And they was testimonies after testimonies and voicemails and phone calls. And I was like, overinundated with a project, so I said, I have to do a documentary on this. Because my sister just passed away with brain cancer at the age of 50. So, the subject was very close to heart, and I'm saying, man, if she could have taken this, it would have saved her life. Because there was actually a patient, one of the patient case files, under the isochore acetate therapy patients that Dr. Khan had, who had brain cancer very similar to my sister. And, I was thinking, yeah, DCA could have saved her just like this patient. So for me, that was like, I need to ruffle some feathers now. I'm getting a little angry at what's going on. So I don't know if you've experienced that, George, within, as far as resistance going on, in the medical community. But, have you heard this type of story before yourself? Like, that's the other thing I want to
ask. Oh, yes. I've seen it with my own eyes. And, just to watch people go through, the traditional treatments of radiation and chemo is, especially, in advanced stages of cancer where you're just basically turning people into quivering bowls of jello is just horrendous in its own right. But, I was aware of DCA, and I remember talking to a young man who had brain cancer, and his father was a doctor, and they both heard of DCA, and they were aware of the treatment. And I said, just do it. They sent him to, the top cancer clinic in Canada, I believe it was in Montreal, for his treatments, but he died. And, it's just, here's this beautiful young man in his 30s with everything to live for, everything ahead of him, and, just at arm's length, we're all together, talking about this and, trying to, to get them motivated to break out of the prison that we're put in. Most media is just like, it hypnotizes us, like the great Svengali is behind the screen, conditioning you to say, well, I can only do what Big Brother said and nothing else, and it doesn't matter if I die or everyone else dies or we suffer or I lose all my money or, pick something, is people are in this trance-like state and you can't get them out of it, and that they will willingly succumb to especially this disease and not do anything about it. I say it's like you're fighting for your life. You use everything at your disposal. And who cares what actually saves your life? You use everything. And if they can't figure it out, well, too bad. You got to live longer. And that's what counts. That's what it's all about.
There seems to be this devaluing of the soul. Like, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the College of Physicians and Surgeons, if they're able to mandate treatment and to give the go-ahead, they should be accepting every treatment. There should be more funding even going to it. Like Dr. Khan was also, I spoke to him. I was asking, like, what funding do you require? He said, for clinical trials, require about, like, $3 million to do a proper clinical trial to validate the issue. But they can't get any funding even on the provincial level. And the College of Physicians and Surgeons seems to, how shall I say it, subverting by ignoring it. Like, we're saying, oh, you know, we haven't had the time to fully research it. But then I said, well, then why would you, if that's the case, then why did you, you know, stop him from doing safe chemo? Like, why all that scrutiny? Why all this precariousness over this poor doctor who is just trying to help patients get better? Like, this is where it's unconscionable where this man is going through from the College of Physicians. And
it's madness.
It's not
absolute
guilty of
madness.
Sorry.
It's absolute madness.
Yeah, absolute madness. And so, you know, as a human being, even as a journalist, I had to approach this. And philosophically, it's more like, you know what, it's time for, like, we've got cell phones, for goodness sakes, like tricorders in our hands. you know, we are in the 21st century of our technology, and yet we haven't found the cure for no, I'm not believing it anymore. And when you start discovering and you start talking to the real thing, you know, not just from the video that's on YouTube, when you meet these people face to face, you start coming to your own truth that, yeah, there's something there. This needs complete funding. I mean, I even wanted to tell Bert to try, you know, to talk about him, about the situation. He lost his brother, cancer. Dicyclorhexidine therapy could have saved them. And, you know, and then I think Dr. Khan even tried to plead on City TV here in Toronto, you know, tried the therapy, but there was just, I guess, so an undated amount of emails or people trying to help that there was, you know, he was not being even acknowledged. But I feel this doctor is a well-known scientist, and also the safe chemo that he was helping Dr. Mengen.
Okay, well, we're coming up to a break, and we'll catch you on the other side of the news and get more into something that may do something to cancer. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.